Moncrief on News Talk.
As you may know, one of the many ways economists assess the relative cost of living in different European cities is to compare the price of a cup of coffee. In Dublin, if you're not careful, you could pay close to €5. So Dylan Alverson's business model might not work on this side of the Atlantic, but where he's located in Minnesota, it's doing just fine. Dylan is the owner of the cafe Postmodern Times in Minneapolis, and there's no price list. Customers donate what they want. Good afternoon, Dylan.
Good afternoon. Good morning here.
Good morning to you. Is it easier from an economic point of view? Is it easier now than it was when you were, if you like, a regular cafe?
Surprisingly, yes. I can't say that that would be the case for everyone, but in our particular situation, yeah, it has been.
Yeah, and the way it works is that people come in, they order food. Does everybody donate something, or is it a proportion of the customers?
We can't really tell people they have to donate, or we choose not to. So we have about, depending on the day, somewhere around 50% of people probably eating without donation, and that. Since we started doing this in February, that has shifted month by month, and it's a continued evolution. So it's always changing.
Yeah.
But a lot of people come every day without paying a dime.
Okay, fair enough. And is that the only income stream that you have? Because I assume you have employees to pay and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we have 30 employees that we're paying. I mean, everything works like a normal restaurant at this point, but essentially we are not aiming for capital or for profit. So we're not organized as a nonprofit, but we are something new, I guess, where we're intending to create efficiency around feeding of people or lowering the cost of food for people.
Yeah. Now, I mean, there's obviously a political aspect to all this, and people here would be very aware of what's been going on in Minneapolis in terms of the deaths and what ICE has been going on to. Is part of this move by you kind of a reaction to the idea of even paying taxes to the federal government?
Yes, that was the original. I mean, when we took the prices off originally, it was after the second murder in our neighborhood. And it was, honestly, it was imposing a tax strike on federal and state and city, for that matter. We, part of not producing goods at a set cost makes us not create sales tax, which in Minnesota is about 8.3%. So, and we're still not, we still aren't doing that. We do sell merchandise, sweatshirts, t-shirts, hats, and things like that, which is another revenue stream besides donations, and that is taxed. But it was a political stance.
Yeah, and that political stance is, is it against the particular regime at the moment, you know, the activities of ICE, obviously, and the particular regime in D.C., or is it something larger than that?
Well, at this point, I can't really see a lot of politicians in America really standing up for the working class. New York City is an exception right now, but we don't really see the working people of America being represented by or our best interests. So I guess it is still a strike against that. It's still taking a stance and saying, why are we continuing to produce taxes for a country that we can't make a living in?
Yeah.
I've owned this cafe for 15 years. It's very successful. And since the pandemic, us, like many other restaurants across the country, have been working as hard as we can to break even, and I'm sick of it.
Yeah, I would imagine that a lot of people would be sick of it. In Minnesota, because obviously you're not having to pay sales tax in Minnesota, would you have a similar issues with the state government there as well?
Well, I think that my issues with the state and city government at this point are economic. They are saying that we are part of a network of small businesses that are the base of the economy, and we're not being supported. And people, since the pandemic, with the flurry of inflation rates, et cetera, there's been little patches, but there isn't stable ground for us. And I believe that's the base of any city economy. And so, yeah, I do take that. It's a different, the state and the city have been a lot, a lot more in favor of the resistance against the federal occupation and ICE. And they've been, you know, working a little bit more with the people on that stance. But I would say I'm still not happy. Most people aren't happy with any other government right now.
Mm-hmm. And in the locality you're located, are local people happy with your change of direction?
Yes and no. We essentially aren't participating in capitalism, which is, with that, there is a social contract in America where, because of capitalism, there is a large amount of unemployment that is a steady relationship, we'll say. And with that, there's a large amount of people experiencing homelessness and drug addiction. And when we took our prices off, it lifted this monetary wall or exposed this kind of the problems of capitalism in our neighborhood, especially. So there was a influx of people experiencing homelessness in the neighborhood, and it took us some time to kind of create systems and structures of how to reintegrate this community of people that have been dehumanized through capitalism for sometimes their entire lives into a place of dining in a restaurant and receiving service. So there are various neighbors that don't want to see that or feel uncomfortable with it or are acting out of fear and anxiety. It's a bigger issue. It's not, we're exposing this problem that exists in our city and in America that isn't being fixed by our governments. And we are trying to have conversations with the neighbors about that and how we can create safety and security while not dehumanizing this large amount of people in our neighborhood, a lot of which are people coming out of ICE detention centers and have been unjustly locked up for 3 months and then put out on the street without a home, sometimes falling into drug addiction. So it is a very closed cycle happening that is creating more people experiencing this problem that people don't want to see because of what I believe is mostly guilt.
Dylan, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Dylan Alverson there, the owner of Postmodern Times. That's a cafe in Minnesota. You are listening to
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.